السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. News in common, political attacks on the Islamic prayer and closure of university prayer rooms in Denmark are a blatant attack on Islam. News. The University of Copenhagen and the University of Southern Denmark have shut down quote-unquote quiet rooms primarily used by Muslim students for prayer. Following political pressure from the Danish government, Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has falsely claimed that prayer rooms in educational institutions lead to quote-unquote negative social control, quote-unquote religious pressure, and quote-unquote oppression. The former Minister for Integration, Kaer David Beck, called prayer rooms, quote, a space for an old-fashioned culture, which has very little to do with the way Denmark functions today, end quote. Comment. The decision by university managements to close prayer rooms is not a neutral administrative matter, but a direct result of an anti-Islamic political campaign. By targeting the very spaces used for salah, prayer, a fundamental pillar of Islam, the Danish government is escalating its systematic effort to restrict Muslim rights and push Islamic practice out of the public sphere, while turning universities into an arena for policies of forceful assimilation. It is not the physical rooms in university campuses, but rather the fact that Muslim students have, for years and without cause for issues, been using these rooms for salah that has now caused both government and opposition to launch political campaigns against the act of prayer itself, with terms such as quote-unquote oppression, quote-unquote negative social control, and quote-unquote old-fashioned, being flung left, right, and center. This attack follows the same logic as a niqab ban, and other discriminatory measures. It is a clear test of boundaries. If Muslims fail to offer strong collective opposition, these infringements will become permanent, paving the way for further prohibitions. Muslims must recognize this as a shared issue, not just one for students. Our response must be unified, public, and based solely on the values of Islam, rejecting hypocritical appeals to secular quote-unquote religious freedom, which are fundamentally incompatible with our Islam, and which did not prevent current or previous discriminatory measures against Muslims. The prayer is a red line. When it is touched, we must stand firm. Once again, a Western government makes clear its enmity towards Islam and Muslims and highlights its own ideological weakness and its fragility of its supposed quote-unquote freedoms when the prayer of Muslim students is considered a social threat to be combated with discriminatory measures on a purely anti-Islam basis. Meanwhile, the universities in question have chosen to bow to political pressure and become elements of discrimination and assimilation while claiming to champion quote-unquote free thought. To the Muslim youth everywhere, Islam is under attack. Do not compromise your pure Islamic identity. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guard your values and Islamic practices through unity and resistance against every attempt to wrestle them from you. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Elias Lam Rabit. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.